Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. In tonight's episode, I'm going to be teaching you how to create a rock-solid referral program. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast on a Tuesday evening for me. I hope you've had an amazing day. I hope you've been doing some great things in your life and your business. And today I want to talk about referrals. And the reason why I want to talk about referrals is because this comes up a lot when I speak to coaching clients and when I speak to business owners in general, that they want to implement some sort of referral program. They believe in their services. They believe in the results they get. They think their business is great. And they want more people to know about it, but they say that their referral program doesn't exactly work. And there's a reason, usually speaking, generally speaking anyway, why referral programs don't work for salons. And the number one reason, if you were to just remember one single thing from this podcast episode, the number one reason why referral programs don't work in beauty and hair salons is because they are too complicated. And I'll give you an example. Let's say that you run a business and Donna is one of the clients who comes in. Donna comes in, she has a great service, and you say to Donna, well, here you go, Donna, like, I hope you enjoyed it. If you did love our services, then please, like, here's a card. If you can give this to one of your friends, they can bring it in and use it. And if they come in, we're going to give you 20% off your next service, okay? Now, that all sounds very simple and very, like, achievable, and everybody would be happy that deal. The problem is it's not simple, and it takes too many steps or too many people are involved in order to get that referral to come in. So I'll continue on with the story. So Donna then goes away and she's sitting around. Now, firstly, you have to rely on the fact that Donna remembers that she has the card in the first place, right? And as busy people we are in this day and age, everybody's got so much going on. The likelihood of remembering that she has this card to begin with is very, very rare unless somebody brings it up in conversation. So let's say she's having coffee with one of her friends, Sarah, and Sarah says, oh my God, I need to go get my beauty stuff done. I wish there was another beauty salon in town. And then perhaps Donna will say, you know what, actually, I've got this referral card. I totally forgot about it. You should totally use it. They're great down there. Use this. You get 20% off and blah, 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 right? And then, so what that takes is for that conversation firstly to take place, which very rarely would that conversation ever take place. And most likely, more than likely, sorry, that card will just get lost in the bottom of Donna's handbag, right? So firstly, you've got to rely on Donna actually giving the card to one of her friends, in this case, Sarah. So let's say, for example, that conversation did take place and Sarah then receives the referral card from Donna. I know there's a lot of names here, bear with me. So then Sarah now has the referral card. Now Sarah has to remember the next time she needs her beauty services to actually phone the salon that she's got a referral card for and book in, right? Then Sarah has to go in, then Sarah has to give the card to the person, then the salon has to have some sort of process and systems in place to know that Sarah has been referred by Donna and then to contact Donna or allocate 20% onto Donna's card, onto her client account so that she gets 20% off her next service, right? So all of those steps have to take place. But the thing is, there's a lot of people that have to be involved. Firstly, the therapist has to be involved in giving it to Donna in the first place. Then Donna has to give it to Sarah. Then Sarah has to remember she's got it. And then she has to contact the receptionist on their salon or the salon manager, whoever's running the business. Then she has to come in and give it to the therapist or the hairdresser to actually activate and use this referral card. There's a lot of people in that process, which complicates and confuses matters, right? And most people will just become unmotivated or uninspired to actually use that referral card because it just seems overly complicated and it's too long a drawn out a process. The other main thing that's really missing in that process is the fact that you are not in control of it, okay? Like, you give the card to Donna, but once you've given Donna the card, there's no real way of you controlling whether or not Donna gives that to anybody, right? Unless you have some really good systems involved, like unless you have a number on the card so you can track it and you can like have some automation systems built into your business to say like, well, we gave this referral card to Donna 6 weeks ago. We haven't heard anything. So therefore, we're going to give Donna a call or a message or an email or all of the above and say, hey, Donna, have you used this referral card? If not, why not? Let's get you activated and let's get save you 20% on your next visit, right? Unless you have those sophisticated systems in place, then more than likely that card is just now in control of Donna. And unless Donna makes that decision to actually use it in your business, you're just going to miss out on that entire referral altogether. So it's the same as like when you're doing sales, right? You never want to lose control of the sale. If you lose control of the sale and you put the sale into the lead's hands, then more than likely that sale isn't going to go through. A good salesperson will know that they should always control the sale from the first point of contact all the way through. And so for a small example, getting sidetracked a little bit, but a small example from that is when you're phoning somebody and you can't get hold of them, instead of saying, hey, I know you're busy, you know, give me a call back on this number, a good salesperson would say, hey, I know you're super busy, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a call back in an hour just to see if I can get hold of you then. If by chance you get hold of this voicemail beforehand, then give me a call back on this number, but I'll give you a call in an hour anyway just to try and get hold of you then, right? So in that process, the salesperson knows, that they need to keep control of that process. The same goes with a good referral program, because referrals, in a sense, are kind of like a part of the sales process anyway. And so what you want to do is when you have somebody come into your business and they utilize your services, instead of giving them something to give to somebody else, all you need to do is have a small referral slip. And it says first name, last name, phone number, right? And how do I know this person? That's it. It's a small bit of paper. That's it. And every single time somebody comes in to use your services, all you need to do is say this. We want to reward you, Donna, for bringing another person into this business. And we also want to reward that other person who comes into the business as well. So if you know anybody who would like to receive a free 30-minute microdermabrasion or a free blowout or whatever it is that you want to offer, could you please put their name and phone number on here and how you know that person? And we'll give them a call on your behalf and let them know that you have gifted them a free service with us. If that person ends up coming in, I'm going to give you 50% off your next visit, right? And then you just slide them the piece of paper and the pen, and that's it. And almost on every occasion, they will write down somebody because they want to be seen as like gifting somebody, one of their friends and family who deserve it. The person on the receiving end will more than likely take up the offer because they feel like they've been gifted something. And then you can reward the person who has referred them in the first place when they come in, because you'll have a high conversion rate of referrals and you'll be able to reward them. And then the next time they come in, what do you want to do? Slip them the piece of paper and say, do you know somebody else who would like to come in and use our services, who would like a free microdermabrasion? You repeat that process with all of your staff over and over again over a series of months, and you will build a rock solid referral program that will fill all of your books months and months and months in advance. So that's it. That's the secret to a great referral program. If you've loved it, please make sure you like, share, comment when you see it on social media. I get pretty excited about this topic because I've seen this work time and time again. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well so that you don't miss out on future episodes. I hope you had an amazing day. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode. Until then, I'll catch you later, guys. Bye-bye. Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching TheRealB_Rickman.